And again, we're thanking God for his miracle working powers. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is a day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. God, we thank you for each and every caller that saw fit to join us this morning. We thank you for the word that's coming down, that it would refresh our souls, refresh our hearts, Lord. We ask that you watch over the speaker this morning. Strengthen that speaker. Pour back into her the virtues that she shall pour out to us. We thank you for your anointed word coming down. We thank you for each and every caller on this line. We thank you for this call, the platform that we can each come together every morning to worship and adore you, Lord. We thank you for the master's call and the many years that it has been here blessing souls out in the marketplace. We thank you for Artist International that gave us this platform that we should be able to reach out and touch. God, we thank you for each and every anointed blessing. We thank you for your healing, your powers, Lord. We thank you because you are a miracle-working God. And we shall forever give you the praise and the glory. And we cover this prayer in your blood. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, it has been a pleasure for me to greet each and every one of you in this morning. This has been Jackie Henderson here in Indianapolis, Indiana. And I truly thank God for his miracle-working powers. And right now I'm going to turn you over to the host this morning and put you into the capable hands of our beautiful host this morning. Host, are you there?
Well, good morning, Minister Jackie Henderson, our silver fox. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, my beautiful angel. Take it away.
Well, praise God for you, and we're so glad to hear that you're doing better. And, yes, love that tag, miracle-working God. God is still performing miracles today in 2017. So thank you, Minister Jackie. We'll be continuing to believe God for total restoration and healing. Well, good morning to you. This is Minister Ada Grace from Brooklyn, greeting you with the warmest of kingdom greetings this morning, thanking you for taking the time out of your morning to join us here on the Master's Call. And if this is your first time joining us today, we want to give you a special, special welcome on behalf of our founders of this call. Let me take a few moments and share with you a little bit about our call and our ministry. In October of 2010, two amazing, anointed, and appointed women of God founded this call, and they are Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, our super fantastic lady, Dr. Dimple, who recently is a newlywed. Yes, she is. And Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. So these amazing women founded this ministry on scripture that is found in a division of Psalms, found in the 88th chapter and verse 13. And let me read it for you. And I'm reading from the New International Version. It says, "But I cry to you for help, O Lord. In the morning, my prayer comes before you." And so we start this call with prayer in the morning, as Minister Jackie prayed for this call and seated and greeted you this morning so wonderfully. And at the end of this call, we will close in prayer. Now, every Friday since the inception of this call, we have been taking your prayer requests and your praise reports live. So there is a part one and a part two. And if you're able to join us on Friday, we like to pray for you and pray with you. Now, our mission statement for the Master's Call is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, the common thread that brought most of us together here on the Master's Call is an awesome company, phenomenal company, called Artist International, founded by the Diaz de Leon family, now under the heading of Artist Life. If you're not familiar with our awesome company, our products, an amazing opportunity, we invite you to get back to the person who introduced you to this call. Immediately following this call, we also have our morning motivational call. With today being Thursday, it is Testimonials Thursday. And the number for that is 712-770-4005 with an access code of 294-617#. Now, us here at Artisan Artist Life, we are jacked up with excitement. We are ignited. We are keeping things moving with momentum because all roads are leading to Las Vegas next month, September 22nd through the 24th. We will have our Artist Life United Conference. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be amazing. And so check your back office for more information. Get with your business partner, your accountability partner. You don't want to miss this event. It will be held at the Monte Carlo Hotel in Las Vegas, September 22nd through the 24th. On Sunday, we will be having church. And our own Pastor LaVonna Lewis from the Las Vegas area there will be bringing forth a fresh and on-time word. Well, I'm going to come on back at the end of this call and remind you of a few more announcements. But it is my delight, it is my privilege and honor to introduce the mouthpiece with the message this morning. I got to say, she's my homegirl. She is just full of life, full of energy. And whom am I speaking of this morning? I'm speaking of the excitable, the electrifying, the awesome woman of God who always puts a smile to my face when I hear her on the line. She is Evangelist Minister Wanda Walker. I'm not going to read her entire bio. That's what we have, the masterscall.net, our website, where you can read the entire bios of our speakers. But let me just give you a little bit about our awesome minister this morning. Evangelist Wanda Walker accepted the Lord as her personal Savior in 1884 at Sunrise Missionary Baptist Church. She went on there she went on from there to move to Monument of Faith, where the late Apostle Richard D. Hinton, a great soldier of the Lord, is gone home now under his leadership, and she continues to serve there. Let me just tell you, Minister Wanda is an amazing woman of God. She is absolutely wonderful. She is anointed. She is a neat lady. She is determined to win souls for Christ, and she is our appointed mouthpiece for this morning here on the Master's Call. So I'm going to get on out of the way because I'm sure she's got a fresh word for us. So at this time, it is my delight, my pleasure, my honor to present to some and to introduce to others none other than my Chicago homegirl, Evangelist Minister Wanda Walker. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Ada. God bless you, my sister.
You know I love you. Take it away.
All right. Well, good morning, TMC family, and thank you so much, Minister Jackie. It was such a privilege and an honor to hear your voice this morning. I thank God for speedy recovery. And hallelujah, thanking the Lord for Pastor V and Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton for this opportunity to come before you all. Let me have a word of prayer. Father God, in Jesus' name, I just thank you and I just praise you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity. Father, may you speak through my lips of clay, which are your lips. Have your way, and may the word fall on good ground, bringing Psalm 30, 60, and 100 fold. In Jesus' name, we love you so much. Amen. Well, thank the Lord for this day. God is so, so, so good. And now I want to, hallelujah, thank you, Father, I want to give you the title. And that title is, Where is Your Faith? Now, you decide, you examine, you find out where you are, and wherever you are, just continue to grow that you may reach the great faith, because there are three. It's either little faith, strong faith, or great faith. Now, little faith, let's go to Matthew, the 6th chapter, and the 30th verse. And some, you just might have to just read a little later. But it reads, Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe ye, O you of little faith? Now, if the Lord is feeding the sparrows, they're flying, they don't have anything to worry about. The flowers, they grow, they come up in the summer, you know. You don't have to worry about them, but you do have to plant, you know, water them and do your part. But we don't have to worry about what we gonna put on, because we know that the Father is going to take care of us. So you don't want little faith. We all was born with a measure of faith. But we want to move from little faith. We want to begin to trust God. What is faith? Faith is trusting, leaning, and depending on God. Faith is believing that it's going to happen, and you don't even see it. It's just like when we get on the airplane, which we are, all roads are leading to Las Vegas. Can't wait till I get there. Praise the Lord. Looking to have a good time, naturally as well as spiritually. But when I get on that plane, I don't sit and look at that thing and say, oh, man, I don't think I'm going to sit right here, because I don't think it's going to hold me. I might fall through the plane. No, I get on that plane. I sit in that seat because I have the faith. I have the trust. I know that that chair is going to hold me. And that's how God wants us to be, not believing in unbelief, but believing. Okay, number two is saved through faith. We saved through faith. And you know in Ephesians 2:8, it said, for by grace are you saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. It is not that the Lord, we're not saved because we saved ourselves. We're not saved because the Lord came down and shook our hand and gave us the right hand of fellowship. No, that's not how we are saved. We are saved by grace, by faith. We are saved because we know that we're going to heaven when we leave here. So we know that we are saved because we have believed. We have accepted the Lord. And so how does faith come? Faith comes according to Romans 10:17. So faith comes by hearing. So faith cometh. Cometh, you got to keep hearing it. Keep hearing the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hear it over and over and over. It says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. What did God say? Keep hearing what he said. You start out with a little faith. You know, the faith be kind of shaking there, you know. A little faith, you believe a little bit. But let's grow from there. Let's not stay there. Let's grow. So Let's go to number two, rather. Increase our faith. Let's go to Luke 17. The third, starting at the third verse through the fifth. And it reads, take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. If he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee seven times in a day, and seven times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. And the apostle said unto the Lord, increase our faith. Because they say, look, you're going to have to increase my faith. Because if they keep on saying what they said, doing what they do, I'm not just going to forgive them. I'm going to take it in my hand. I'm going to forgive them, Lord, the way I want to forgive them. And that might be knocking them out. So, you know, or saying a curse word or something that they shouldn't be saying or doing. So God don't want us to do that. He want us to allow our faith to be increased that we may allow him to be glorified through us. So if you need your faith increased, because, you know, I was like, look, now, I done forgave her. She did it to me the first time. She did it to me second time. I forget. Now, the third time, three strikes, you out. Come on now. Uh-uh. Just go and get out of my face. I don't want to be bothered with you anymore. I am cutting you off. But that's not how my faith will be increased. So therefore, I have to forgive. If they do it to me seven times a day, I got to forgive them, and I got to do it quickly. So I say, like Apostle said, increase my faith. And God began to increase my faith because I'm not looking at what a person do. As long as I'm down here on this earth, somebody, some going to like me, some not. So what? I'm moving on. God bless you. Everybody didn't like Jesus, so who I think I am? I ain't Jesus, so everybody ain't going to like me. That's all right. It's okay. So, therefore, my faith is being increased because I'm not stuck there no more. I'm moving on to the third one, the second one, rather. I'm sorry. Strong faith, and that's in Romans 4 and 20. What? How was Abraham? Abraham, in the 20th verse, he staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. He believed. So he was what? Strong in faith, giving glory to God. He was strong, strong in his faith. God wants us strong in our faith. He don't want us wavering. He wants us to be increased in our faith. The word, we have a little bit of faith as a mustard seed. Go ahead and plant that faith. Be strong toward whatever you are believing God for. Is it healing? Is it finances? Is it souls? Whatever it is, faith only operates on something. So increase your faith. Be strong in faith. Hallelujah. Strong in faith. And last but not least, great, great in faith. Let us go to Matthew, the 8th chapter, the 5th through the 10th verse. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Matthew 8, 5 through 10 reads, and this is about the centurion. And you know this story. Hallelujah. And when Jesus was entering into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof. But speak thy word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to them, this man go, and he goeth, and to another come, and he cometh, and to my servant do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that follow, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. But Satarian said, look, he said, Lord, I ain't even worthy for you. You just too, don't go up under my roof. Don't come up under my roof. You a man of authority, of power. All you have to do is speak the word, and it's going to happen. So, Lord, just speak the word. The Lord said, that's all you got, great faith. That's what God wants us to have. He wants us to have great faith. He wants us to believe him no matter what it looked like, no matter what it seemed like. He wants us to stand on his word. What are you believing God for? Are you believing God for to be a president? Well, then do what you're supposed to do so that you can become that president. Are you believing for a manager? Whatever you are believing God for. Are you believing him for healing? Are you believing him for your family? Whatever you believe in God for, just stand still and know that God is God, and know that God is going to do it. If he said it in his word, that's it. That settles it. It's coming to pass. Don't be shaken by what you see. That's not faith. Faith is believing it before you see it. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. What are you believing God for? He said, now without faith, it's impossible to please me. For he that cometh to God must what? First believe that I am God. I am the one and only true God. Hallelujah. I'm able to do anything but fail. That's the only thing I can't do is fail. Trust me. Believe me. Don't doubt. Ha. Yerebo shata. Know that I am he. Hallelujah. That was once dead. I'm yet alive. It's nothing too hard for me. Anything that you believe me for according to my word. Hallelujah. I will do it. Hallelujah. Just believe me. Just trust me. Just lean on me. Depend on me. Huh? Yerebo shata. Know that I am the God that healeth thee. Oh, glory be to God. Trust me. Believe. Don't go by what you see. Matthew 19:26, he say, with God, all things are possible. Huh? But with man, it's not. So whatever you believe in God for, whatever you trust in God for, it shall happen. Hallelujah. One, are you in little faith? Is it strong faith? A great faith? God loves you, and so do I. Back in the hands of the host.
Let the church say amen. 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 You know that is my favorite spiritual topic, when somebody is teaching and preaching about faith. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Wanda Walker. I will be calling you back to close out this call with a benediction. But at this time, will you and TMC please join me in a word of prayer? Oh, merciful and kind God, we come this morning truly thankful, truly lifted and fired up by that word this morning. We know that it is impossible to please you without faith. Thank you for your mouthpiece. Thank you for your yielded vessel this morning, Minister Wanda Walker. We ask that you pour back virtue into her as to all that she has given us today. We want to operate in great faith. We want to believe you for healing and for miracles, because you're still the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. Lord, we continue to lift up our co-founders this morning, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. We ask that you continue to meet all of their needs emotionally. Lord, we know that there was a mother at Pastor Vanessa's church. Lord, we ask that you continue to give her that comfort and the church there in Prairie View and all that will be missing her. We lift up Mother Josie. Lord, we thank you for Mr. Patton and the joy and the love that he has brought into Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton's life. We ask that you bless their marriage and their families, Lord. We just thank you. We pray for our founders of Artists International and our young founding couple there, Alejandra and Elvia, Lord, as they're leading this company to a billion-dollar company. So we pray for every artist distributor around the world We thank you for those of us that are planning on not only being there in September, but bringing teams, bringing family, bringing friends, because it's going to be an amazing, amazing event. So, Lord, we ask that you bless those to have the favor on the job that need the time off and child care. And, Lord, let them work their business, because we know that an appointment with artists has absolutely changed our lives, and you have given us the charge to go out and help somebody do the same. So, Lord, we thank you and bless you today and praise you, for you are an awesome, awesome God. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'm going to want to share this call with someone else, and I invite you to listen to this playback again and again when you need some encouragement, when your faith muscles are weak. The playback for this call is 712-432-1085, the same access code that you dialed in this morning, 957-677-POUND. Now, immediately following this call, we are headed over to Testimonial Thursday, where you will hear powerful testimonies from people whose lives have been enriched and enhanced, and how an appointment with artists have absolutely changed their lives. The number for the morning motivational call following up, coming up next, is 712-770-4005 with an access code of 294617-POUND. Again, that's 712-770-4005. Access code 294617-POUND. Now, if you are a T-Mobile, if your phone carrier like me is T-Mobile or Metro PCS, we do not want you to be charged 1 cent per minute for these calls. You can dial the bridge number so that you are not charged. That bridge or bypass number is 857-957-1147. You dial that first and then follow the prompt. All roads are leading to Las Vegas. Hey, doing my birthday month next month is my birthday month. I hope to see you there celebrating all the new presidents, managers, supervisors, coordinators, and, yes, celebrating my born day. I'm so excited. So you do what you got to do. You work your business like never before, and you be in Las Vegas September 22nd through the 24th. You're not going to want to miss this, folks, at the Monte Carlo Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. Well, I don't know about you. I certainly enjoyed that teaching this morning on faith, little faith, strong faith, great faith. I want to graduate to great faith. At this time, I want to take the opportunity and thank you, Minister Jackie Henderson, our Silver Fox. We're so thankful for you and keeping your commitment, even though you've been going through some stuff. Know that you are healed and whole. So thank you for that tag, Miracle Working God, and greeting and seating us and opening us with prayer. And what can I say about my homegirl? I told you all she was going to bring a fresh word. Thank you, Evangelist Minister Wanda Walker. Will you come on back and give us our closing benediction, please?
Yes, I will. God bless you, my sister. I love you. And thank you for all that you do. Thank you, Minister Jackie. Once again, it was a pleasure hearing your voice. Let us get to great faith, which is just standing on his word, standing on his promises. I love you all. God bless you all. And have a royal day. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen. Love you. Bye-bye.